As we prepare for liftoff, as we prepare for our Christ union. So again, when they use the word Christ, they're not talking about religion. They're talking about who we are in our enlightenment, in our awakened status. And so we're opening up a cascade of brilliance. So if you can just imagine there just being this energy, this field of white light that is coming through you as the real you, as the real you. So as we will allow this cascade of loveliness, as we will allow this cascade of wholeness. Now, when we say loveliness, our ego objects. Our ego is, yeah, but we still haven't done this, that, and the other. What we're doing is claiming our highest advantage for all the world to see. So in essence, we're coming home to our true liberation, to our true higher heart. That's beyond the tethering of past considerations. So each of us have been socialized, programmed by the egoic trappings of fear. And this is what, it's sort of like turning your attention. Well, you can look at that, but okay, class, everyone now look over here. Now look over here. So where we look, where we honor, what we attest to is what comes forth. So this is where they're saying, like in the daily teaching the other day, it's like it's a choice that you bring to yourself, that you present to yourself in your innocence, in your inner landscape, in your ascension value. Because remember, we're here as candidates of the light. In other words, all these masters that are supporting us, that are guiding us, that just imagine the right and the left, up, down, we have to use our will. We make the decision, but the energies that are aligning us, in essence, is us. It's us. So master, 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 same, same, similar, similar. So we're coming into that safe passage of orchestration where we're allowing heavenly bliss. Now, when I said that, they're showing me the oracle card that says lead. And so that lead card has a lot of fire energy because this is what we're bringing into action. So some of us have a lot of that wisdom. We have the Divine Mother. We understand. We understand Divine Feminine, but the Divine Masculine of, well, I'll just sort of keep it to myself and do my dishes. Those days are over because we're learning to tread water deep. So some of us have gifts that are advancing and it's like, well, I don't know how to get started. Well, I don't know if I can handle the rough waters. So we want to remember that we have come into agreement in this incarnation to swim. So that means it doesn't matter what the water is. It has to do with our consent, our prior authorization, and our liberal lifestyle. Because again, that liberal lifestyle, I have Serapis Bay, like holding his hand out to show us our guided path. So our guided path is illuminated with light. What we're doing is consenting to our light. We're not worrying about everything that's still not tidied, everything that we think we did wrong, because this is just the mirage of the ego's dream. What matters is our turning our attention, our walking that path of light, our willingness to begin the swim. Even if we start out with a doggy paddle, even if we start out just sort of testing the waters with our little pinky toe, what we're doing is inviting heaven's consent. So we want to remember that our higher self has a game plan. It's like you show up for your team and the coach has the play-by-play instructions. That's your higher self. Our opportunity or job or promotion is to show up, to arrive, to have that willingness of surrendering to our light abiding. So that light abiding is the essence of us. It's sort of like we show up and we bring the sunshine. We bring the panoramic viewpoint. We bring all the excellence. So as we will receive our highest notion, so this is our highest note. Wherever we are, remember, we're never given more than we can exercise, than we can handle. because to just burn out really quickly, it's not really helping anything. So it's slow and steady. So as we receive our highest promotional value, our highest note keeping, so this is the next note of arrival, in essence, our next step of glory. We want to remember this, that we're returning to light over and over and over because we're speeding up the accelerated emphasis. In other words, we're here to introduce our brothers and sisters to light. We're introducing them to our heart-centered consciousness. We're introducing them to the power of the extension of the divine, of love, of faith, of their true self. Because this is the whole point, is we each self-activate, and as we join hands, not slumber. So not slumber is, well, I'll let someone else take care of that. I just want to make sure I have like things attended to. So we want to remember the way we attend to our things. It's not that you're ignoring your life. It's that you're introducing light to your life. So it doesn't matter if you're in a personal crisis or you just have to get the laundry done. It's we're introducing light to the matter. You may be sorting out that laundry and suddenly you look at the black and white, the darks and the lights, and you suddenly have an epiphany of consciousness. So remember, as we attend to grace, as we attend to extraordinary liftoff, it doesn't matter what we're doing. We do not have to be sitting there with the Bible the entire day. The Bible comes with us. The Bible was written for us, as us, because we want to remember we're all one. So in essence, we are leading ourselves home as we will receive, as we will allow, as we will extend ourselves in full alignment. So full alignment is going to be a little bit of a stretch. Wherever you are, it's stretching. So you got like a yoga stretch, you stretch in the morning. We're used to stretching. It's pretty comfortable. And it also feels good because it releases that tension. So the tension is we abide by fear. Well, I've got to make this choice because that it's like I'm fearful of what will happen if I don't. So when we keep creating, we're doing something to play safe, but we're also abiding by fear. So guess what we attract more of? We attract more fearful situations because that's what we're abiding by. That's what we're creating. So we're learning to create with grace. We're learning to create with sunshine. We're learning to create with the extension of benevolence of our own holy matrimony. So this is the marriage, the union of our divine feminine, our divine masculine. So we're claiming that wisdom along with our will, going into our awareness with crystal precision and bringing it forth, erecting it in new solutions, new ideas, new conquests. So this means taking a leap forward, taking that step of following the divine. Well, I know this sounds crazy to my mind, but to my heart, it makes perfect sense. Following divine wisdom, allowing the door to open. So when I said the door to open, there's a crack of acceleration. There's a crack of mercy. When I say mercy, it's like I just see this Merkaba where the energies are orchestrating our advancement. They're guiding us. What we're learning to do is to receive that divine activation. So it's a new lifestyle because we're used to following old generational teachings, old patterns. So this is where we have the stretch, new accommodations, new outlooks, new adjustments, new epiphanies. So as we will receive the light in good measure, and so good measure, I literally have like a tailor or something measuring with a measuring stick, like in other words, we're set for success. We're always given that which is a comfortable reach. To go too far, too fast, too much, we'll just reject it. We'll sabotage it. So there's no point in that. So this is why it's important to release this competitive viewpoint. Well, look what they're doing. Well, let me catch up. Well, if that's what you're being guided to do. So again, first things first, follow your own avenue. They may be advanced in something that you're mastering, but something you've mastered two incarnations ago, they're still struggling with. So they're saying, like, all eyes on your own paper. We all remember that. So again, it's remember the ego always wants to chastise us. The ego always wants to point out where we seem to be behind. That's impossible. It all has to do with our own record keeping, our own viewmaster, our own lifestyle. So as we will receive the keys to the heart, I literally have this locket with keys. And remember, it's opening up our treasure chest. It's opening to our higher altar, our higher heart, where all things are already known. So now I have Mary Magdalene. No, they've corrected me. We have Mary Magdalene. We have Mary Magdalene supporting that return to our truth. So when I said truth, it's like truth beyond reason, truth beyond whatever has been on our balance sheet previously. So there is this outpouring or this avalanche of new recommendations, of new possibilities. So that's where the reach comes in. We're suddenly going to feel a change of emphasis, new possibility. Well, I never considered that before, but why not? I never considered that before, but why not? So again, we're playing for keeps in our new divine lifestyle. We're going beyond the parameters of our personality, because remember, our personality is really created by social conditioning. It's not the truth of self. We're going beyond those parameters into new affordability, into a new field of awareness. Now we're merging with our higher mind, our true self. So imagine a Merkaba. You can see it in front of you. You can see it on top of your crown chakra, essence of your soul star chakra. But you want to feel that guidance, that pronounced value. You may feel someone touching you. So we're being guided in all the correct ways. In other words, our higher self, our higher committee knows exactly what's for our best and highest good. So we're learning to release yesterday and travel into heavenly promotion. Let us receive in true earnest. Let us receive our full light. Let us be one with our divine union and allow those energies to precede your every step. In other words, every time you make a decision, every time you look at a situation, they're showing me like, a captain, like with a telescope that can see beyond what you normally can see with the physical eye. So this is where the light is going first, so that when we come upon the canvassing, when we come upon the direct altercation, like just the energies meeting, will be turned on. So being turned on is receiving the benefit of the new availability, of the new consciousness, of our new destiny. Let us receive. And just take a moment to receive it on all levels. Remembering we want to be led and guided by our higher self that knows what is for our best and everyone's best and highest good. It's always what's for everyone's best and highest good. If we're only serving ourselves, we're attending to our ego, we're living out of fear. Let us receive.